Committee on Consumer Protection to order. It is Monday, April 16th, 2007. Today we have a few bills on our schedule, but I'm going to start out by telling you what we're not going to do. We're not going to be hearing or working House Bill 2110. We are not going to be working House Bill 2871. We are not going to be working House Bill 2656. We are not going to be working House Bill 2657. And I'd open a work session on House Bill 2659.
This is going to be a quick session. Okay, awesome.
That cleared the room. Could we have the Mark Long from the Department of Consumer and Business Services come forward and talk to us about House Bill 2659? And Craig Smith, too, if you please. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Mark Long with State Building Codes Division and staff to the task force. I believe we had a hearing and discussed 2659 last week. In addition, just for the committee's benefit, I did provide you with kind of a section-by-section analysis, if you will, of the Dash 1 amendments that we have for 2659 in the blue folder. I've also, since last meeting, tried to go back and make sure we've addressed the various different concerns that were brought up in the previous hearings. I know it's been difficult to address that. There were concerns in the past regarding shoddy construction, which we've taken out, the criminalizing of unpaid debt, which isn't there, the criminal citation pieces, which we've taken out. I think that's about it. What this bill does do, in the current Dash 1 form, is allow CCB, and again, I'll remind the committee that the Dash 1s are complete replacement. It would be a gut and stuff, so you don't need to refer back to the original bill. The language that you have in front of you would be what we would think and hope that you would move out of committee today. What this bill does do is allow us to look back on past court judgments, criminal charges, and other administrative orders when determining the fitness, if you will, of a contractor. Expands information that must be disclosed to CCB, gives the CCB ability to suspend or refuse to issue a license if there's unpaid construction debt. We talked last week about that. And gives them new enforcement authorities for cease and desist and civil penalty for both licensed and non-licensed contractors. And I think we had a discussion about that as well last week. So with that, I'll be happy to take any questions that you may have. And Craig, I don't know if you want to add anything or not.
Chair Holvey, members of the committee, Craig Smith is my name. This, of course, is a task force bill. Some concepts from the Construction Contractors Board have been folded into it. Again, Craig Smith with the Construction Contractors Board. We have been working with Mark and his staff, providing input regarding possible modifications to the original bill. And, of course, he and his staff have done a great job of trying to bring this to a position that it could be a worthy piece of legislation, and we fully support his work. Here to answer questions for you.
Craig, have you heard back from anybody that's opposed to this bill?
Chair Holvey, I can't say that I've got any emails. There's, of course, discussions here and there. There's always concern when you have additional legislation like this, but I have nothing in writing from anyone opposed to this bill.
Thank you. Does the committee have any questions for the agencies? No questions. Thanks for your explanation. Thanks for your work on this bill. Appreciate it. Any further discussion amongst the committee?
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2659.
Representative Bonamici moves the adoption of the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 2659. Any discussion?
Thank you.
No discussion. They are. Any objection? They are adopted. And for the record, the subsequent referral to
Ways
Judiciary has been removed, and so I would take a motion just to the floor.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2659 as amended with the Dash 1 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Bonamici moves House Bill 2659 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, could we have the roll, please? And, gosh, this week, why don't we go alphabetically? Except for me, I'm last.
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Nay.
Excused.
I'll count twice.
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 2659, receiving the required votes, is declared passed. Do I have a volunteer for a carrier on this bill?
I was going to volunteer.
Looks like I carry another one. The chair will carry the bill. And with that, I'd close the work session on House Bill 2659. Wow. For the record, we are carrying over House Bill 2871 to Wednesday at our next meeting. House Bill 2656 and 2657 will be carried over till next Monday. And that's it. Thank you for being here. And with that, I adjourn the meeting.